Deus in adiutorium meum intende.
Domine ad adiuvantum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Alleluia.
Why, wicked Herod, should you fear, with hostile dread the Christ who comes? He gives us heaven, his own realm, and lays no claim to earthly rule. The Magi came led by a star, sent forth by God to show the way. By light they sought their way to light, with incense they confessed him God. The Lamb of God came forth and touched the river Jordan's cleansing stream. To wash us clean he took away the sins for which he bore no guilt. At Cana, power fresh and new once made the jars of water blush. By his command new wine was poured, transformed from water at its source. To you, Lord Jesus, glory be revealed to nations on this day. With God the Father ever blessed, and loving Spirit ever one. Amen. Yours is more than mortal beauty. Every word you speak is full of grace. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made. My tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. O Mighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state ride on in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp, peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the King fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is the scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. On your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto. Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Yours is more than mortal beauty. Every word you speak is full of grace. The bridegroom is here. Go out and welcome him. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the King desire your beauty. He is your Lord, pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They're escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the peoples praise you from age to age. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The bridegroom is here. Go out and welcome him. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. Praised be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. God planned in the fullness of time to restore all things in Christ. The divine power of Christ has bestowed on us everything that makes for life and devotion, through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and power. Through these he has bestowed on us the precious and very great promises, so that through them you may come to share in the divine nature, after escaping from the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
All nations will acclaim his glory,
men and women of every race.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
All peoples will be blessed in him, men and women of every race.
Vidente stella magica, visi sunt gaudio magno, et intrante est homum, obtulerunt dominum aurum tus et miram. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones, and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Vidente stella magi, cavisi sunt gaudio manio, et intrante est homum, obtulerum domino, aurum tus et miram. Blessed be Christ the Lord, who has come to bring light to those sitting in darkness in the shadow of death. With deep faith we beg him. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. Lord Jesus, at your coming you brought to birth your body, the Church. Let her be rooted in love and gifted with growth. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. You hold heaven and earth in your hand. Let all peoples and their leaders recognize your royal power. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. Through your incarnation, you became eternal high priest. Let all priests be genuine ministers of your saving work. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. In the womb of the Virgin Mary, you brought about a mystical union of divinity and humanity. Bless the virgins consecrated to you, their heavenly spouse. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. You did not create the power of death, but you destroyed it by becoming man. Graciously transform the mortality of our deceased brothers and sisters into eternal life. Christ rising Sun, give us your light. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. O God, whose eternal word adorns the face of the heavens, yet accepted from the Virgin Mary the frailty of our flesh, grant, we pray, that he who appeared among us as the splendor of truth may go forth in the fullness of power for the redemption of the world, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omni malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeterna.
Amen.
Hi, Paul Rose here. Thanks for praying with us. We have last-minute discounts for our Sing the Hours retreat in Malvern, Pennsylvania, in just 2 weeks here. Sign up today at singthehours.org/retreats. Come sing with us. Come pray with us. Come rejoice with us.